Welcome to another episode of Million Dollar Stories, where we get to interview authors from all over the world. Speaking of which, if you are looking to become an author, check out Dreamstarters Publishing. They can help you out with any of your needs, editing, writing, ghostwriting, whatever we can help you out with. And if you already have a book that's done, check out bookmarketingcrm.com. And you can have some leads on autopilot with that software. However, today, the guest of the hour is all about financial freedom, which, you know, that falls in line with our podcast, the Million Dollar Stories podcast for the entrepreneur looking to start or grow a business, but more so about creating financial freedom. And the book that we're talking about today is called Risk and Money Management for Day and Swing Trading. A complete guide on how to maximize your profits and minimize your risks in Forex, futures, and stock trading. The author, Wieland Ehrlt, is with us today. Thanks so much for being here, sir.
Mike, thank you so much for having me, for the kind invitation. I'm totally excited to talk with you about money, finances, freedom, traveling, books, and whatever comes to mind.
Before we hit the record button, you say you travel all over the world. So you really embody the free spirit, right? You don't want to be stuck in one location. And if you have your money coming in the right way, you really do have the freedom to travel. And it sounds like you share that same sentiment. Is that right?
Absolutely. You're totally right. I mean, you know, I'm a trader, first of all. And being a trader gives you all the freedom you want. And it doesn't mean that you have to be rich in an instant minute. Riches comes from being able to work everywhere and get the money you need right now, right? So that's the real richness.
Well, I'm looking at the publishing date of this book. It looks like you published this book at the very moment all hell was breaking loose in March of 2020. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a story behind it, because literally and actually it was written first in Germany and published in Germany back in 2014.
Oh,
and I decided to leave Germany, and that's a crazy story. I was back in the Philippines on 2019 on New Year's Eve. Decided to leave Germany, and when I returned, hell broke loose, and I felt right. That's the right decision. And I translated this book and published it, and with this in hand, everything changed for me. And that's a true story. And I'm pretty sure people love this. I hope so, because I love it. You know, I decided to translate this book. Everything was ready. And then I went to an international organization which cares about technical analysis, organized the international first ever online conferences. And before this one happened, they elected me president worldwide. And I was president 5 months after I joined this group. And with this in hand, I was lucky to travel all around the world and visit all my colleagues. That's the story, right?
That's great. That's a great start of a story for sure.
That's weird, right? Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, if you want, were you going to lead into something else there? Because that sounds fascinating, where you were able to like just travel around, visit your colleagues.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, you make a decision in life, and that decision is, okay, I want to change something. And what you need to change, first of all, is what purpose do you want to give your life? What direction you want to give your life? And then you make a decision, okay, but I have some stuff in hand already. I translate it. I use this to, you know, to do my business elsewhere. And all of a sudden, once you made this decision, everything else happened. You know, obviously, I mean, it could happen this one or that one, but a lot of doors opened instantly. And that's really crazy.
Hmm. Now, you have a question in here, and I think it's very crucial to ask people before they start to invest or take part in trading. But the question is, are you a trader, an investor, or a gambler? And so when I look at that, it really does come down to an individual's vision, but also their risk tolerance. And so the question that I had written down before this podcast was, where does a person's risk tolerance come from? Case in point for me, I believe that it was in me from the very beginning. I loved following along with the stories of Billy the Kid, Evel Knievel, Mike Tyson. These are risk takers. These are people who put it all on the line. And so it was in me at a very young age. That's probably why I became an entrepreneur. And I do notice now that I'm in this world that I have a certain risk tolerance threshold as compared to the everyday person. So I don't know if it comes from just DNA, whether it's generational aspects being passed down, or do you think it might be your environment growing up? So there's another aspect where I don't like to chain myself to something that would take away my ability to risk at all. So maybe that's why I'm not a family man. Maybe I don't have kids, or maybe I'm not married because I'm afraid of losing the ability to risk at all. So my question to you is, you've been able to interview many people and or work with people. Where does their risk tolerance come from, in your opinion?
Well, first of all, risk is manageable. And that's very, very important to understand. In all the life, even though you mentioned, well, I don't marry because, you know, maybe I don't want to go all in one day. But the moment you marry, you already go all in. That's the definition of it, right? And also, there's a way of manage this risk. It's called divorce. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right? I mean, how can you ever know it without trying it? So that's number one. So risk tolerance is imminent in ourselves. And yes, there are people who try to avoid risks in life. You know, they let everybody take care of things because they don't want to make decisions, stuff like that. And that's perfectly fine as long as you find people who are taking care of risk and you in a good way. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. So if you really want to progress in life, you definitely need to take over risks. And first of all, the risk of failure is imminent too. So if you feel like, yeah, I'm going to do something, there's first of all the risk of failure. And the question now is, how can you avoid failure? I mean, this one is, okay, I have to learn something. I have to plan something, organize something, study something. You know, you're an entrepreneur, so you do your research. Where's my niche? Right? For you, it's books.
Yeah.
For others, different niches. But if you find your niche, you know what you have to do. That's risk management. Coming over to trading, that's, I mean, that it's not gambling, and we cannot compare it to this one. But as traders and also as investors, we always have an edge. And that one is technical analysis, or what kind of analysis you use, and risk management. And the risk management is, when do I exit my trade or my position in a way that I take the loss? Because you have to limit your losses. That's the key story. And most people, and this is what inside of us, most people are not able or willing to do this for their ego. I cannot take this loss because I'm always right in life, right?
Right.
I mean, that's ridiculous, obviously. And if you're not able to pull the trigger and say, okay, I'm going to stop this right now, take the loss, step to the side, wait, and jump in again when the time is right, then for sure you're programmed for failure.
Ooh. Yeah, I would say that, you know, I just interviewed somebody who's he interviews and works with some of the richest people in the world, and he helps them invest. And he has this great phrase that now I kind of say over and over, invest like a dead man. And I didn't understand it at first, but when I asked him, he said, I invest now as if I'm a dead man. And the reason why I do this is because I was able to analyze all of the greatest, you know, returns on people. And we were able to find out that people who do the best are the ones who invest and then eventually pass away without even touching it. And so they actually have more money in their bank account than those who are constantly playing the field and making adjustments based off of emotions. Now, it doesn't mean you don't do a day trading, experiment, but you will do better if you make a decision and hang on to it for the long haul, right? Play the S&P 500, whatever it is. So when people come to you for advice on how to become better at this, is it all about managing your emotions more than anything else and investing like a dead man, like he said?
Yeah, definitely. That's true. I mean, of course, you need to know on the technical side what you're doing. You know, I mean, you cannot just jump in and out like, you know, like, oh, market's moving, I'm a dead man, let's say literally. And, you know. So that's definitely, that's also destined to fail. But you can use basic approaches, and you can be successful with this just by having a proper management, having a proper mindset. And proper management means, first of all, what is your position size? If you go all in and you're wrong, you're done. If you go just with a fraction of your account, I mean, you have countless opportunities. You can try again and again and again. But I mean, it's obviously, we invest money. We are on the wrong side of the trade, so we're losing money. So if we don't pull the trigger, we keep on losing. And if you pull the trigger, if you exit your trade, maybe you lose 1% of your account. Still gives you 99% to continue. And the rest is all a math game. Let's say next trade, you are up 1.5. You exit, you're up 0.5% of your account. And now the question is, how often can you do this, right? So at the end, it's like you have 50% losers, 50% winners, but all the winners give you 50% more than then you lose. Done.
It's a number game, right?
Yeah, it's a number game. It is. But the problem is, if you freak out and if you're not able to stay calm, you know, like this, literally like this dead guy, you try to, oh, down a double, you know, and then all this math goes to the wrong direction. And this is what literally and usually kills people's accounts. And that's why I wrote this book for, that they fully understand both sides of the equation, losing money, earning money. I will not say winning, because it's earning. You sit there in front of your computer, especially if you're day trading, and it's hard work to watch prices going up, going down, having more or less money in your account, and still sit and wait until your setup is done.
So the question I want to get into in a second is how to improve quality of your trades, which I believe is part of chapter 3. But if you're able to just give a quick little outline of your day, when you make a trade, is it based off of almost like a chess game where you have multiple pawns that you're moving around and each pawn has a different strategy tied to it? So do you start with the strategy? Do you start with the end goal, work your way back, and then you figure out, okay, you know, it's not so much about maybe timing the market, but maybe time in the market. Just give you a quick little overview of what you do on a day-to-day basis so you can live the life that you actually live right now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm using technical analysis for a reason. It gives you the right timing. And to make it even more clearer, so I'm using a certain strategy or three of them. You can look at this, my strategies on my website, iteachyouhowtotrade.com, for example. So I have that one over there. And I just follow these signals. And it's another website as well, torerotraderschool.com, which leads to the same page. So I have different, I found this once.
I'm looking at this right now. Really well done website. Guys, check out this website, iteachyouhowtotrade.com. Incredible, actually. So great work.
Yeah, it was free. And I thought, wow, that's mine now. So that's what you do as an entrepreneur. So basically, I'm following my strategies. I'm following these signals. And they give me the edge I'm looking for, right? So they have a hit rate from 60 to 80%, even more sometimes, depends on market situation. And that's all I need. And I can do this on literally every time frame, like 1 minute, daily or weekly charts, or whatever you want to do. And that's perfectly fine. And I don't want to be in front of my screen the whole day. You know, I go to the best places in the world. Right now I'm in Buenos Aires, and I want to go outside. Right? I don't want to be in front of my screen.
Yeah. Wait, so does your program teach people how to set up this, almost automate your investing strategy? Because I interviewed and I worked with, actually, with one of his books, an individual who talks about almost like, is it trading as like a golf game? And he called it the tee box. And so if there's a data point, if it looks like a tee box, this is the prime time to buy. And so his software does analyze it, send signals, and the signals can be automated to just buy and sell depending on parameters. Yeah. So is this what do you have software available that is very similar to this?
Yes, I have. And I'm working on some more software for more. These are all plugins for different softwares. But at the end, they come up all with the same strategy. But I'm not so much a fan of fully automated, because I'm more of the guy, okay, you need to decide what to do and what not to do, enter or not enter, you know? So my software gives signals and does all the management. So if you want to move your stop loss just to limit your risk and also maybe to secure your profits, then this can be done in an automated way, also with your profits. So you don't have to sit in front of your screen, or like I do, I use an external server because, you know, I'm not always online, but the server is.
Wow. So, okay. So how do you improve the quality of your trades besides using the software? I mean, obviously there's all kinds of notifications, but how do you improve the quality, as in, is it based off of a few other variables that, or skill sets? You talk about money management. I mean, you could be the greatest trader, but money management is absolutely crucial to being an entrepreneur. Also, you need to understand what to do with the money once you make it, because if you don't, then it board money usually runs away from you, very much like a woman. So tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, why not? So I like to distinguish between risk management and money management. The simple reason is, if you talk about risk management, you talk about limit your risks by definition. If you talk about money management, you want to do something with your money, right? You want to make it more, you want to progress with this. So in my book, I cover both topics, and I put them also together just to how to play around. And I have something I call the money management matrix. And I have these four elements, which is the risk you take over, the risk-reward ratio you get, like 1 to 1.5, the number of trades you do in a given time, like let's say a day or a week or months, or let's say a year, just say calm, a year. And your hit rate, which is maybe, let's say, 50%. And I have this equation over there, and it's like you have 1% of your risk, you have 1.5% risk-reward ratio, like I already mentioned. So 50% goes down, you lose 1%, and you get 1.5 back with the other 50%. You make 100 trades. And with all of that, with all these four elements, what do you think? What is your performance?
So you say 100 trades, is that right? Did I hear that number right?
100 trades in 1 year, let's say 1 year.
Yeah, got it. Wow.
So 50% hit rate. And then it's just, you know, it's just an example from the book. So if you have 100 trades, let's say in a year,
yeah,
you have 50% hit rate, you have 1% risk. So let's say you have a 100K account, you risk $1,000 each trade.
Yeah.
And you get back, if you have a hit, you get back 1.5, so 1,500. Gives you back as a performance 25%.
Oh, wow. So you'd be up 25%, let's just say 125,000 within a year.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the equation, you know? You don't know what strategies, it's all up on you. But if you play around with these four elements, you see that there is some kind of improvement there. And I also, I mean, I do this always in my presentation. So I tell the people, okay, what happens if we change everything? Like, let's say you don't have 1%, you have 2%. You don't have 50%, you have 60% hit rate. You don't have 1.5 risk reward ratio, you have 2.0. And you don't do 100 trades, you do 200 trades. All in all, it's not really rocket science over there.
Yeah.
But guess what the difference will be?
Oh my God.
What would be your performance?
What would that be? Do you have the number?
320%.
Oh my God. You seem like I'm a serious math guy. You know numbers very well.
Well, at least these. Well, I don't care about math so much, but you know, don't ask me about points or numbers after the comma. But I really like this idea. And guess what? Nobody, maybe 0.1% of all people are able to do this. Now, question is, why?
Yeah, why is that? Is it simply because they don't trust themselves? They don't trust the market? They don't have any risk tolerance? They don't have the diligence to stay at it after, right?
You name it. They sabotage themselves. Mindset. Because from the numbers, and it's all a number game, even with basic, simple strategies, man, seriously, we're talking about 200 trades a year. it's not really like you're overworking yourself, right? It's not really stressed. So, and still, it's barely possible. Why? Because people are screwing it up by themselves. And that's psychology, that's management, that's mindset. It's not the strategy.
And I blame, now that I look at the school system as a deterrent to wealth and financial freedom. So I look at the school system teaching one pathway and almost looking at this type of lifestyle as too risky. In my opinion, it's way riskier to go to a corporate job and be tied to it without any understanding of how to implement strategies like this. Now, I was a finance major.
I graduated
with a finance degree, and I thought I was going to work for the stock market or do some type of investing. Mm-hmm. I learned a little bit about money in school, maybe not enough to be dangerous, but enough to read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which then got me to fall in love with a strategy of creating wealth through real estate, then opened up doors for starting a business from the ground up, and then I was off and running. So having some type of understanding about money did give me this leg up. Do you blame the school system or potentially just culture in general for not giving us any type of insight on how to create wealth?
Yep, but you know, that's part of the system. Now you mentioned we all would create wealth from, you know, just from our own. I mean, traders don't even work.
Yeah. And here you are saying this as a trader, huh?
I mean, we're working our ass off. But, you know, if you look from outside, it's like we're sitting on our screen, clicking our mouse. All the work is happening in our brain, in our soul, in our mind, because we don't lift weights, at least not on the screen, right? So it's all the heavy work happens in our head, and people don't see it. We don't contribute just by clicking the mouse anything to society. We have to do this outside. I do. And most of the people I know do themselves. But if all would be trading, or if all people would be traders, who would build all the nice stuff we love? Who would do this?
Right.
And also, who would pay all the taxes?
Right. Yeah, I guess that's the way to look at it, right? The system needs a certain structure of individuals who really don't apply these techniques. So you're not really trying to teach the masses. You're trying to teach the people who have pretty have already had a mind that's awake. And it seems like
I'd love everybody to be free. I have a cap. It's right here. Look what it says.
What's it say? I can't read it.
Freedom.
That's what. Nice. Man, right? Here you are.
That's a good old Goran. I mean, seriously. And, you know, if you go to my Instagram, Trader Wieland, I wear this cap literally all over the world. On all the pictures I do, I wear this cap. So I love people being free. Unfortunately, they don't love it. Because if you're free, you have to take over a lot of responsibility. And if you screw up, it's your fault, not anybody else's.
Yes.
So not everybody feels like that. And we have to accept this too. Oof. I give a lot of things for free for trading. If you watch everything and read everything carefully, I contribute for free. You can make it even without me, without paying. But people don't like this because it's a lot of work, a lot of time. You have to pay a lot of money to the market until you really finally understand what happens and how to avoid paying to the market. And all the stuff comes around. So can everybody be a trader? Of course. You just buy a mouse.
Computer and a mouse. You got it. That's it.
Yeah. But can everybody be a trader? No, because you need to have some special mindset, and this is taking over responsibility, being also very humble. You know, if you're not like, oh, I control the markets. No, market controls you, you know, stuff like this. And, you know, you have to be very cautious. You have to be very sensitive. You have to learn a lot about yourself. You have to be able to change yourself in order to succeed.
Oh, good point there.
yeah, a lot of things you need to have to take into account if you really want to be successful. And I know, as the president of this organization, it's the International Federation of Technical Analysts, I meet a lot of people. And even though the big names who influence this industry, trading, for decades, everybody knows these guys. They are the most humble and friendliest guys I ever met. And why? Because market makes us this way. If we don't follow this, we cannot succeed.
Hmm.
That's what I feel.
So you travel all over. Do you travel for business, or is it really so much based off of just pleasure, where you just travel around, you see the world, and you run your business from your laptop?
Like that. I mean, I'm doing what I'm doing. I've just changed my location. And five to 6 months a year, I'm in the Americas. At 5 to 6 months a year, I'm in Asia. And so two months or something like this, I'm back in Germany, visiting my family, some friends, you know, showing up, and then just switching and changing also the continent. So that's basically pretty fun. And of course, I have always my laptop. I'm an international speaker. I speak at the conferences. I've been to Money Show in Las Vegas recently. I'm speaking in China, everywhere. While trading.
What a great
it's,
life.
It's great. It's fun. Yeah, it's fun.
Is there a trade or a moment in that stands out that really made you fall in love with this? I mean, where did you get the itch to become a trader? And is there one that sticks out that really solidified, number one, your love, but number two, your success within it?
It's not really a trade itself. It's more, you know, you can get as a trader, if you really want to do it, you can go really deep into this rabbit hole. And I like this more academic approach and the ever going question, how to succeed this game for good, you know, how to really play the market and how to succeed, how to understand everything. And it's something that keeps you busy the rest of your life if you want to do this. And that's me. There are a lot of people that are just following one strategy. They make their money, done, don't care about anything else, which is fine. Look, there are these big names, industry leaders, people everybody knows who's involved in trading. And they're in the 70s or even 80s. So they have retired and they're sitting on an amount of money. But still they're discussing how to change this little indicator, you know, how can we, you know, it's not about the money. It's a game. It's about how to be perfect in this, right? And if you feel like this, wow, you can go deep down in this rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah, I guess that.
And that's what I really love about it.
Yeah, I guess you would, it is the entrepreneur mindset where you have to really test your, I mean, there's a gut instinct involved, right? You have to manage your emotions, but you also have to take a shot. And sometimes whenever it lands, there's a great quote out there, money won is twice as sweet as money earned. And so maybe you feel like it's that dopamine hit. You feel like you've won because technically you trusted a gut instinct or a piece of data. You trusted yourself. And you were proven to be correct. And that is an amazing confidence booster. And I'm assuming that the longer you're in this game, you probably have the battle scars, but also the thick skin to go in when other people would run away from it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it even gets better because if I make all these experiences in the market and I review myself, give myself feedback, and how can I get better? I get better outside as well, you know, because there's no other way to go, because I have to change myself. I have to question myself. And this definitely leads to another self of me outside of the trading room. Hopefully a better one.
If someone out there is listening or watching right now and they just struggle with risking money or energy or ideas out into the world, what would you say to them? Is it based off of you don't want it bad enough, or maybe you're more afraid of looking like a failure than being a failure? What would you say to them?
When it comes to trading, we are all fail by definition. But it doesn't mean that we fail for good. We fail in a certain trait, in a certain moment, in a certain situation. And that's not the fail of ourselves. It's just that the idea and the market doesn't fit. But it might fit next time and next time. So if people really are struggling, first of all, they're struggling to understand that it's like, I think Simon Sinek wrote this eternal game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to stay in this eternal game. And also a friend of mine, a professional poker player, he mentioned this. It doesn't matter if you lose money as long as you're able to go the next round. If you stay in this game forever, that's number one. Now the question is how to deal with losses. If you don't love what you do, if you're not totally 100% convinced that this is the right thing for you to do, how can you cope with losses? How can you deal with a series of losses if you're not saying for yourself, I am in it to win it, and I continue with it? And if I lose money, why is that? And there are some reasons. Bad management, okay, I can change that. Bad strategy, I can work on that. But maybe, simply enough, market and strategy are far away from each other, and they don't fit. And next day, total different story. And you make a lot of money with the same strategy, with the same market, but the move is different. Mm. And that's what we have to do. It's like life. Right. So, and that's what people, first of all, have to understand, that if they don't screw it up intentionally, what happens also, that's always something to work on and there's to understand and that.
You made me think of a quote by Jim Harbaugh. Do you know who Jim Harbaugh is at all? He just became a coach of an NFL team, but he was the coach of the Michigan Wolverines, I think. And he has these lessons that he lives by. And he just posted some of his lessons. And he said, stop trying to win the fight in the first round. That's one of his lessons.
Yeah.
And that really ties in with what you're saying, because the moment you start to look at this as such a long journey that you get stronger in rather than weaker, you will stop trying to win everything in one trade. You'll do it sparingly. Yeah. You'll start to be, you know, fall in love with developing as a trader and the freedom that it grants you. And so maybe it's not all at once, but maybe it's gradual. And over time, sounds like this happened to you. You fell in love with it more as time went on, but also you became stronger. And therefore, you were able to see the correlation between, you know, managing your nerves, managing your skill set, understanding that you can't win every single one, probably surrounding yourself with great minds, being on stage, being with other people. Skill sets get, funneled down into a stronger you. And it's amazing to kind of see how it all comes together. And therefore, you become a formidable force in the trading world.
Well, you summed it up perfectly. I mean, that's how I feel. And the good thing is everybody can follow that road if you're really committed to it. And it doesn't even mean, and that's also very important, you don't have to decide between your old life and your new life as a trader. You're like, oh, I'm gonna quit my job, I'm gonna be a trader from now on. No, you don't have to do this. You can work part-time. A lot of people do this, and they do it very successfully. Because if you really love your job, why should you quit? But if you love trading, why should you not be also a trader? So you can do both. I mean, you have 7 days a week, you go crypto on weekends, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, that's possible. And cryptos also, I mean, Bitcoin, especially Bitcoin and Ethereum, they're working well with technical analysis. So
last two questions I got for you. By the way, guys, look at his website. It teaches you quite a bit. There's master classes, there's trainings, there's all kinds of strategies to implement. It's pretty in depth. Free trading, coaching. You can register, I guess, now for either whether it's a course or a webinar. But is there a software program that you recommend to trade on? I mean, there are people out there who have the apps. I used to play around with a few of them. So is there one that you lean in on more than anything else? Or maybe you don't want to recommend a software program if they're not a paid affiliate, but is there one that you recommend?
Yes or no. I mean, using a software is just part of the truth. I mean, you need a broker to bring your trade to the stock market or to the market anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to do your analysis, I think, and worldwide, just the best bet is trading you. So trading you? You get all trading you. Yeah. So yep. You get all the markets, all the charts. You can do basic charting for free. And also you can enter your broker with this. So they have connections to kind of brokers. And if people really want to go with brokers, on my website, I have some recommendations as well. And from there on, everything can start. And I also have a podcast in English. So with some traders interviews worldwide, people I meet, people I find very interesting. So it's called How to Trade Like a Pro. You can have it on Spotify as well and all the other platforms, Apple, Google, so you name it.
Wow. Okay. I've not seen that on your website. I have not seen that on your website, but How to Trade Like a Pro, it's on Spotify then?
Yeah, you can find it on the media tab.
Okay. Oh, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, I clicked on media.
A lot. I mean, there's a video from a presentation starting right now and starting just by clicking.
It looks like you have a couple other books in your... Oh, there it is at the very bottom here. Yep, How to Trade Like a Pro. And it looks like...
The German one.
Yep, I see it down there. So guys, check out his podcast, How to Trade Like a Pro. When you make your money from trading, mm-hmm. I'm always fascinated by this. I just made a post today that my digital assets are actually worth more than my real estate right now. And so I have this philosophy that you got to make your money somewhere and then have your money make money for you. So I do take my money and I invest it elsewhere, whether it's in my own businesses at this moment or in real estate, like self-storage. Do you have a certain mm-hmm. strategy that you implement, or is it all about reinvesting into other trades or potentially your own business?
First of all, it's my own business. I mean, obviously, but this also has also limitations. I mean, basically, what can be true for most of the people is you get your gains from trading. You make sure that you have a proper account, let's say six digits, six figure, something like this, so that you can trade. If you go further, then you can go into some houses, you do something like this, apartments, houses, flats, or self-storage. I heard the first time right now, but it could be a great idea as well. Or, I don't know, parking lots or whatever. People, whatever is scarce, right? So you can go to get more passive income if possible.
So you specifically invest in your own business and reinvest back into more trading. It sounds like that's your strategy.
Yeah, first of all, I do this. Yeah.
Yeah, good deal. And last question I have is when it comes to a book that maybe got you to fall in love with this pathway, or maybe you got your mindset right. I always talk about Rich Dad Poor Dad, or maybe even Outwitting the Devil. These are two books that I recommend to everybody. Is there any mm-hmm. book that stands out in your life as sort of like a defining moment, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, there's this book or this series of books. I'm just looking up because I always forget. The author. This book, it's called Power and
Power of Positive Thinking.
No, just Power. Like all these rules. I always forget the name. And he wrote like quite a
Green.
Bunch of books.
Is it Green. Robert Green?
Yeah, it's Robert Green.
48 so Laws of Power.
Book, yeah, The Laws of Power. And there's another one. I forgot the title, but it's the best trading book I ever read. But I have to check very quick. No, I'm not a robot.
Hey, 48 Laws of Power is a great recommendation, guys. If you want to really read about how to never outshine the master or certain things when it comes to persuasion and attraction, man, Robert Greene's a genius.
And what I really love from him, that's what I had in mind also, most and even more than Power, it's Perfect. And this, Perfect by Robert Greene.
Oh, so this, I don't know that one.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. Of course, it's not about being perfect, but it's about how people, if they really love what they're doing. I mean, he starts with Brothers Wright, all these people who worked their ass off, believed in themselves and finally succeeded. And all these people, And that's the best book for your mindset ever, because all these examples, these are real life examples of people who really contributed something to society and to the human people. Wow. And he also explains, you know, people talk about, oh, if you want to be perfect, you need to be, you know, this, you need to work like 10,000 hours on a certain topic. And he also explains where this comes from. You know, because back then, you know, you had all these people working on, you know, on the churches or whatever, you know, like want to be a mason, something like that. You don't become perfect from scratch, you know. So you have to work like years and years, and to understand that this is so true, and there's no workaround for it. There's no, and it's good like that.
Yeah.
So I found this one really impressive.
Yeah, and it makes me think of, you're a speaker and you travel all over. Think about your most recent speech as compared to your first speech. There is no way to shortcut that, right? You need to go through the trials and tribulations of maybe messing up, losing your train of thought, because that experience develops the character that is required to hit those next levels. And you know, there's a guy named Nick Santanastasso who just did a virtual event recently, and he's one of our clients, great motivational speaker. He says, create stages everywhere you go, whether it's at the restaurant, on a podcast, wherever you are, create a stage, right? And therefore you can start to build those skills anywhere you go. And I thought that was fascinating. So anyways, the website that you have is iteachyouhowtotrade.com. Is there a website that is, or a social media channel that you'd like to promote outside of your website?
Yeah, basically, it's my Instagram. It's called Trader Wieland.
Trade Wieland?
No, Trader Wieland.
Oh, Trader Wieland. Okay. All right. We got to put that in the notes. Excellent. All right, guys, get in touch with them. I like your personality, man. And you share our sentiment when it comes to being free wherever you are, wherever you want to go, take control of your life. And, and you really, to do that, I think you need to get your money right more than anything else, you know, spiritual side, physical side, and financial side. It's great.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah. And so, guys, look up Wieland and his book on Amazon. And he did mention a great book by Robert Greene. So look that up and obviously go to his website for the masterclass and the trainings. And remember, a $1 million book will lead to a $1 million life. Right on.